Good Erev Shabbos and welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. After a break, we are back and we are better than ever. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschutz V'chai Rivka Bar Tzipora Fredo, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Sibin, David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. It's time to get ready. The countdown, the holiest, most beloved part of our week, the Helig Shabbos. Here comes that siren, and it's time to get ready. We have started learning together Avichai Meir Morgenstern Bayam Derachecha on Shabbos' brand new, beautiful Sefer. And we last off talking about tapping into the Mesikas and Noam Shabbos, the sweetness and the pleasure and the joy and the beauty, the oneg of Shabbos. Yontif is simcha, meat and wine, external stimulants that create simcha. But Shabbos is oneg. There's a pleasure. We let go. We lean in. We rest. We can turn off. We can disconnect so we can connect. And all of that yields a sense of oneg, a slowing down, a tuning in, a sense of pleasure. Rav Avichai Meir points out that in order to be able to tap into something, to draw the most out of it, you need to best understand it. Kvar Amar Shem Yizbarach L'Moshe Rabbeinu, we're still in the Mavo, in the introduction to the beautiful new Sefer, Beyam D'Rechacha on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says, Matana Tov Yishli B'Beis Ganazai, is a beautiful gift Hashem holds for us in His storehouse. V'Shabbos Shema, its name is Shabbos. V'Anim V'Vakesh Litnil Yisrael Leich V'Hodiyem, I want to give it to the Jewish people. Go and tell them. So you see, the prerequisite to receiving and experiencing Shabbos is Leich V'Hodiyem. Hashem tells Moshe, go, teach them, tell them, let them understand it. Shabbos doesn't happen to you. You know, on Friday, you don't just cook and clean and set a table and shower and then Shabbos descends upon you. Shabbos is not passive. You don't fall into it by accident. It takes mindfulness and thoughtfulness. It takes an attitude and a transformation. Leich v'hodiyem, understand, learn, experience the depth of what it means. The first thing we have to do in order to be elevated, uplifted, enriched, empowered by the Noam, the pleasantness, the sweetness of Shabbos, hu lahavin bebehiras, to have a clarity. What is this day really all about? What is Shabbos? Is it simply the cessation of work? Are we simply stopping the technology and the electronics? What is Shabbos teaching us? And how is it lifting us and elevating us? And here we have a lesson, a principle. There is a light of Shabbos. It can penetrate into us. It can lift us. It can give us life. But it takes effort. It's an avoda. It's an avoda Shabbos. It takes effort. Person has to put in the avoda, the effort, the mindfulness, the thoughtfulness. Person has to work on understanding what it is so we can take everything that we want out. It doesn't just happen. It's not simply that you turn off the technology and you have Shabbos. Person has to lean in and understand and embrace and be mindful. Shabbos Kodesh Nafshi Cholas Ahavasecha. We say in the beautiful Ka'echsof, my favorite Zemer, Rav Aaron Karliner, Shabbos Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos, Nafshi Cholas Avasecha. My soul is sick in love for you. The Gro de Vilna Gaon tells us in Shir HaShirim, when it talks about Cholas Avasecha, the sickness of loving Hashem, he says the worst sickness there is. There are all kinds of diseases and illnesses and sicknesses and viruses, pandemics, there are all kinds of challenges. The worst sickness is the sickness of the soul. When the soul is disconnected, when the soul is discouraged, when the soul is despondent, when the soul is distanced from Hashem. But when we're tuned in and tapped in, when we are connected, when we're charging, when we know there's something bigger and better than ourselves, when we feel elevated, when we restore our very soul, we heal our soul. Nafshi cholas avasech. My soul is sick and longs for you. And Shabbos is the day. Shabbos is the time that it doesn't have to be sick and long. It can connect and tap in. You know, the image of a cell phone or a device, the battery is drained. And you're watching it. It's at 50%, 20%, 7%. You're ever traveling, you're at a simcha, and your phone is dying, and you're holding on, you put on the power save mode and you lower all the brightness and then you take it off the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth. You do everything you can to preserve whatever little battery you have and you're holding on 3%, 2%, and then you can plug in. Someone's got a plug. Ah, I'm alive. It didn't die. I'm still connected. Lahavdil, lahavdil, and really in many ways the opposite. That's what all week long is. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, my battery is getting depleted, my spiritual battery, 100%, 80%, 70%. Sometimes Friday comes, 5%, 4%, 3%. Shabbos, I plug in. Shabbos, I power up. Shabbos, I connect to the source, to the core, to what really matters. I overcome that illness of the soul, of feeling disconnected and drained. Hine hagdaras maos or ha-shabbosi. She-shabbos kodesh hu-ayom, shebo or Hashem yizbarach mizgala, ba-olam, bibihiros mochletes. Rav Shemara quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal writes this in Eitz Chaim, Shar Mem, Perek Gimel. The Arizal writes that Shabbos is not just the absence of work. It's not just that on Shabbos we're not doing creative labor so that we're more aware of and mindful of Hashem. Shabbos is not just the cessation and the absence of work, creative labor, malacha. Shabbos is a greater light that shines of Hashem. Shabbos Hashem is more revealed in a clearer and more accessible way than He is the rest of the week. So all week long we look and we long. All week we're searching and yearning. All week we're getting static. We're frustrated. It's buffering. Come Shabbos, high-speed connection. Come Shabbos, we're able to feel His presence. Our davening, there's nothing buzzing or beeping or device that we want to check. There's no to-do list or tasks. Shabbos, we can be present in that davening. Shabbos table, that conversation. There's no distraction. No one's taking a picture. No one's posting. No one's reading. No one's scrolling. No one's running. Everyone can be present. Shabbos, the zmiro. Shabbos, the learning. Shabbos, even the nap. Shabbos, the reading. All of it is Hashem's light. It's more exposed, it's more revealed, it's more accessible. Or Hashem Yisbarach Mizgala Ba'olam. Hine B'sheis Jamim Hashem Nivra Ha'olam. In the 6 days the world was created. Nasa Hester Misuyuma Yichud HaBorei. During the 6 weeks of creation, Hashem designed the world in such a way in which He is more hidden, in which there is a veil. Ki B'staklas Chitzonis Nira Ki'ilu Ha'olam U'Metzias Atzmas. All week long it feels like the world is its own place. I work and I earn a living. I make an effort and it brings results. As if Hashem is out of the equation. He's hidden. There's a barrier or a veil. That's why the world is called in Hebrew, the world is an olam. Milashon ha'alama v'kisui. Ne'alam ha'alama. Hiddenness. Cloaked. Blocked. Covered. When we think that there's nature and a natural order, when we think that we are in charge of our own destiny, when we think that we have control, it blocks the truth of the source, namely that there is Hashem. So all week long, Hashem created and we operate in an olam that is ne'alam, a world of hiddenness. But then, b'shvil zeh Hashem yizbarach nasan lenu es haShabbos. For this reason, Hashem gifted us, He granted us the great Shabbos, Shabbat Me'iru Mizgala Ma'od Or Ha'ein Sof. Shabbos, Shabbos, we're not in the Olam, it's Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos, we're not in the world of hiddenness. Shabbos is a taste, it is a window, it is a glimpse, it is access into that Olam Haba, the world to come. Shabbat Me'iru Mizgala Ma'od Or Ha'ein Sof. The light of the Infinite One is revealed, it shines, it's bright, it is something that's radiant. There is no one and nothing else. All week long we think there's the stock market and Bitcoin and Google. All week long we think that there are armies and they're waging war, that there's politicians and they're giving speeches. But Shabbos comes, we disconnect from all of that and we remember and remind ourselves, Ein od milvado, there is no one and nothing but you. The world doesn't exist on its own. You sustain it all. So all week long we live in the world of creation. 6 days you created the olam, which is halam, it's hidden. And we are searching and yearning because you're hidden from us. But Shabbos is a brighter light. Now, Shabbos comes, we see with clarity, all there is you. Only you, you alone, only you. We don't have any ability on our own. There is no nature, there is no coincidence, there is no chance. L'rak Hashem Yisbarach Asa V'Osa V'Yasa L'chol HaMasim. You are the source of absolutely everything. So, chaver, the takeaway from today, the message from today, the turn at Friday into Erev Shabbos of today is a reminder that Shabbos is not just the cessation of work. Shabbos is not just that we turn off of technology and then Memela Shabbos is there. Shabbos, there is a greater light. There is a greater access. There's greater revelation. Now it's up to us to tap into it. Pull back the veil. Pull back the layers of the onion. Remove the impediments and the obstacles. And let the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the light of the Holy Shabbos, shine through. Have a fantastic Shabbos, everybody. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Hi, here we go. Have a great Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.